Time right now to bring in Pat Pagano at our Tri-State Forecast. Well, Pat, we had the luminaries pushed off till yesterday in Sharon. The Sharon Green is just a huge, big green, Pat. They had over 1,000 luminaries on the green.
Wow.
And people
worked out, right?
Yeah, beautiful. People donated $10, and they got to put a name of a loved one or someone who passed away. And I want to tell you, Pat, to see the whole green surrounded by at least a minimum 1,000 of these, and also have that right in the middle of it all, the Christmas tree and the menorah that has been set up, it was a beautiful sight. And the amount of work these people went in to make these luminaries, and then they had 3 rain delays and went through with it. And, you know, this morning driving in, the bags are still there. It still looks amazing. It still looks amazing.
Well, I'm glad it worked out. I mean, there were no surprises for the weekend, obviously. We're going to talk about the weather, and then at the very end, I'll tell you a little bit about how our annual dinner went on Saturday night. We have a small storm this morning that's pulling out of northeast Georgia, and it's going to go across the Carolinas and out to sea. This is not a big storm for us because most of the heavy precipitation with it will stay south of us, and it'll be in the form of rain. But we will see some periods of snow coming in here. And there's some stuff right now, Virga, on top of us, but a lot of it is evaporating before reaching the ground. Did you see a few flurries coming in?
Just a few. Right. I'm looking at the radar right now, and I can see there's a whole bunch that's not reaching the ground on top of us here right now.
So by mid-morning, there'll be periods of light snow, and it'll all be out of here by evening. Maybe an inch or so. That's about it. Shouldn't be much at all. And highs will be in the mid to upper 30s. Tonight, with clearing skies, we'll be in the low to mid 20s. And tomorrow will be a sunny day in the mid 30s. Here we go with Wednesday. Now, we told you last week that we were going to enter a stormy pattern this week and next week. And we're still seeing that. The storm that we're banking on for Wednesday night into Thursday right now is moving through the intermountain regions of the west. It'll dip down into the south and then move up to the Ohio Valley and then do a forward pass to a coastal or a nor'easter along the mid-Atlantic coast come Wednesday. So for us, it'll cloud up Wednesday, but snow's not going to reach us till either very late in the day Wednesday or Wednesday night. So most of Wednesday is snow-free, and the high is 25 to 30. Whatever we do get from the storm, most of which will come Wednesday night and then taper off Thursday morning. And the highs Thursday, 25 to 30. Friday right now, we'll call it partly cloudy with highs again right around the 30-degree mark. So we'll get colder, you know, following the storm. I worked all day yesterday. I worked in the Weather Center looking at all the different models and tracking all the different models. And I thought that this morning, you know, I said, I'll come in early this morning, and I thought things would be a lot easier, and they're not. Marshall, I'm going to read to you. Now, folks, this is raw data from 4 of our most commonly used computer models, okay? And this is what I'm reading out to you right now is valid for Northern Connecticut. Northern Connecticut, it has nothing to do with the Berkshires or the Catskills, just as Northern Connecticut. Okay, let's start off with the most robust model, the Canadian model. What does it give us? It gives us 20 inches. Now let's go to the next robust model, which is called, it's only a 84-hour model. It's called the NAM. That gives us 17 inches. Now let's go over to the Euro, 12 inches. And lastly, the model that we poured so much money and research into, the American GFS model, 1 inch. So folks, if I had to use these models this morning and give you a range, I'd have to tell you 1 to 20 inches. And you would say to me, who needs you? I could say the same thing. That is correct. So what's my best guess right now? My best guess right now, I'm definitely thinking a foot. and I'm leaning toward 12 to 15. That's my thinking right now. Okay. Why is there such a discrepancy? I know the answer to that too. Three out of the four models bring this storm system a little bit further north, and as a result, they occlude the system. And when that happens, there's a tug of warm air aloft that goes over the cold air, and that's where you get a band of heavy snow breaking out. But the American GFS model does not do that. It keeps it further south, and it keeps the heaviest snow further south and not into our listening area, and that's why it gives us such little snow. I really think it's an error, and I think it's going to change. So I would throw that out right now, and I would just tell all you folks, Wednesday night into Thursday, that is the prime time. That is when travel is become will become hazardous. Wednesday night into the first half of Thursday, which means, Marshall, Thursday morning, if this forecast works out, you'll probably have a rough time getting to the station, which means you'll probably stay over Wednesday night.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I'm the old time New Englander. I plan for the worst and hope for the best. Yes, I am going to be here Wednesday night. I'm not going to try with my arthritic knees to walk through a foot of snow to get to my car and then get in all right, but then have to walk through a foot of snow up a ramp, and so right. I'm just not going to do that.
That's not going to.
So I will be spending the night here on Wednesday night. The cats and I will. And I got a special inflatable bed for this year, which inflates up to, it's not on the floor, and when you inflate it up, it's about 36 inches high.
Nice.
And it inflates with its own pump, so you don't have to do it. And that's already purchased. That's already in the house. My blankets, my pillows are all here. What I'll do is I'll set it up in the main studio. And every hour and a half or so, once I go to bed, I'll just check and make sure everything's going on all right. So that's already set.
Of course, should this all change, And I wind up telling you Wednesday, well, Marshall, looks like the GFS model is going to be right. We're not going to get all that much snow. Then you could just go home.
Well, if that's the case on Wednesday morning, right. Then I will go home. But if the even if there's like a chance that we're going to get 2 or 3 inches of snow, I'm just not going to walk out of my house and try to, in 2 or 3 inches of snow. Just not going to do it. Sooner or later, I'm going to have surgery on these. I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to wait till springtime, but I'm not going to try to aggravate the situation. So
I agree. Yeah. So we'll be keeping you posted on this, folks. And I can tell you that our annual dinner party started out. They invited 16 people. I told you Friday we were down to 12.
Yeah.
By Saturday we were down to 9. So it was 9, 5 of which is our little crowd right here,
yeah,
which we stay with, you know, and hang out with on weekends all the time. So there was only 4 that traveled up from Long Island. So it was a very low-key dinner, but as usual, Marshall, soup to nuts, you know, started off with antipasto and Italian bread, went over to homemade manicotti. From there, filet mignon, chicken parmesan, peas, asparagus, sautéed mushrooms, potatoes, and a regular toss salad, followed by dessert. So it was some dinner. And everybody had a nice time. Quiet, though. It was extremely quiet. A lot of people talking about politics, which I'd rather not get into. But they were. And after that, came home, went to church yesterday, and started working here in the Weather Center. And everything was going along okay. Until last evening, I ate. I'm washing the dishes, and I said, "You know what? I always love to clean the sink. It's not a stainless steel sink; it's a white porcelain, whatever they call those, farm sinks." So I reach under the counter and I pull out the squirt that I have, but I noticed a turd in the cabinet.
Uh-oh!
I said, "Uh-oh is right." I'm thinking to myself, "Pat, you did bake." And you use chocolate sprinkles, so you better look at this carefully because it could be a chocolate sprinkle that got underneath there. I looked at it carefully. It wasn't. So I have all the stuff under there in little wire trays.
Yeah.
I pull the wire trays out, and in the back of the cabinet, completely covered. I was so upset. I took everything out. I took all the plastic that covers the counters out, threw them in the sink, washed them. I noticed the two hoses that come from the dishwasher. I had not put copper mesh wire in there. So I stuffed those holes because there's no other place it can come from underneath that sink. My sink does not have a plumbing pipe that comes from the ground. It comes from the wall, the sidewall.
Yeah.
And they were already stuffed. So I called the exterminators. They're coming down today. But I'll tell you, Marshall, I don't see anything any place else except under that sink. So where are they coming in and how are they getting out? And why aren't they using the rest of the kitchen?
Well, because it's a nice covered space that they don't have to worry about.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Well, for his protection. Well, I left everything out. I took all the stuff out. I left the under cabinet completely bare. I sprayed my peppermint, and I put a bright light in there, a battery bright light, overnight. I said, yeah, I know they don't like light. That's for sure. So I have not examined it this morning so far, but I will, and I'll wait for the exterminator, and I have to tell them, you know, you're going to have to do something. You were down here twice already, and so far I have not seen an end to this.
Just understand this with mice.
Okay.
Once mice get older, they lose their sight.
Okay.
That's why they walk around the edges of rooms. That's why they walk.
The smell and the odor, that's how they do it?
And yeah, their sight gets worse as they get older. So just remember that, with that bright light, that might not be a thing that gets them away. But I think covering those where those pipes come in, yep, that'll do it. You'll be mouse-free again.
I hope you're right.
All right. Well, we'll watch the next 24 hours and see what happens on Wednesday night and the Thursday.
Yeah, I should have a better word for you guys tomorrow as far as numbers go.
All right, Pat. Have a good day.
Thanks, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Get those mice. Bye.
Thank you.
Pat Pagano at the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast. That was here on Robin Hood Radio.